This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Missoula City Council last Monday recognized the LGBTQ Pride flag as an official flag of the city in response to a new state law restricting the display of the flag on government property, including in public schools. House Bill 819, passed by the Republican majority in this year's regular session of the Montana Legislature, limits the display of flags or banners on government property to the United States flag, an official flag of the state, other municipality or special district flags, those of tribal nations and foreign nations, as well as certain historical, military, law enforcement, and school district or mascot flags. Missoula's adoption of the Pride flag allows it to be displayed in government buildings statewide, as the bill does not limit where a municipality's flag can be displayed. Other conservative red states have passed similar laws, and in response, the cities of Salt Lake City in Utah and Boise, Idaho, adopted similar measures last month in response to state laws banning traditional rainbow pride flags at schools and government buildings. Missoula City Council member Jennifer Savage said, "The pride flag symbolizes inclusion. When a public school teacher flies it in his or her classroom, it says to the student that has already come out that they are welcome. It symbolizes to the student who may just be coming to understand their sexual or gender identity that the classroom is a safe space. It also symbolizes to other students that hate won't be tolerated there, and when the pride flag disappears from classrooms at the stroke of a pen, students, teachers, and allies feel a little less seen." About 24 people spoke in favor of the measure before the Missoula City Council passed its ordinance. Several teachers and students emphasized the importance of displaying a pride flag in the classroom as a symbol of inclusion and safety. Many city council members voiced support for the measure and criticized House Bill 819 for taking away local control. The council approved the measure in a 9-2 vote. The bill's sponsor, Republican Representative Braxton Mitchell of Columbia Falls, said that the passage of the resolution was by the ultra-far left Missoula City Council. Mitchell said he'll try to amend the law next session to make sure no city can make a political symbol their official flag. Montana State University is hosting an event to celebrate the federal holiday of Juneteenth, which commemorates the emancipation of enslaved people in the United States. The free event, called The Freedom to Celebrate, is Thursday, June 19th, from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Romney Oval on the MSU campus. The MSU Black Student Union organized the event, which is now in its third year, and serves to celebrate Black excellence and art through American history. The Juneteenth celebration will feature food, music, comedy, lawn games, a raffle for prizes, and comments from leaders of the Black Student Union. Everyone is welcome to attend. Opening remarks will start at 4:45 p.m. Later, there will be performances by musician Pentley Holmes, Bozeman DJ Josh Perkins, and comedian Alex Babbitt. Juneteenth was established as a federal holiday in 2021 to commemorate the end of slavery in the U.S. After the Emancipation Proclamation was signed on January 1, 1863, many enslaved people were notified of their freedom. But it took more than 2 years for the news to reach enslaved people in Texas and much of the Confederacy, so it wasn't until June 19, 1865, that U.S. Army General Gordon Granger read orders in Galveston, Texas, that all previously enslaved people were free. That's the Juneteenth celebration called The Freedom to Celebrate on Thursday, June 19th, from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Romney Oval on the MSU campus. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.